tranquil weather will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming week. Any precipitation that falls will be brief and light, and we'll likely see a net drying environment occur in many areas that will be helpful in getting back into the fields after the recent rains were widespread. We are expecting coolness to be around for the next day or so. The temperatures this morning fell off into some 30-degree readings in northern Minnesota, where frost and a few freezes were noted. Some of that cool air will overspread a big part of the Midwest today. We'll look for high temperatures limited to the 50s and 60s across the Great Lakes region. In fact, the only 70-degree temperatures will likely be down near the Ohio River and west of the Missouri River, and those areas will probably see lower 70s. Tomorrow, we'll start a new warming trend, and we'll likely see the western portions of the region turning warm enough to get back into the 70s and lower 80s. We'll likely see the eastern area staying cool, though, and high temperatures will be mostly in the 60s with a few 50-degree readings still in places like southeastern Michigan and eastern portions of Ohio. As we move out another day in time, Friday afternoon, we'll find most of the Midwest experiencing highs running in the 70s and a few lower 80s. But that will only last for that day because there's a cool front that will be cutting through the region again, bringing back temperatures down again into the 60s and 70s as we move into the weekend. Then we'll start warming once again as temperatures next week get back into the 70s across a fair amount of the region. Low temperatures at night will not be threatening for the majority of the Midwest. We are expecting to see some cooler conditions occur in northwestern crop areas as we get into the weekend, and those will move across to the Great Lakes region in time. We'll expect to see the low temperatures tomorrow morning, already rather frosty in portions of the Great Lakes region. Wisconsin and portions of Michigan will probably see some middle and upper 30-degree readings. There might be a couple of readings that get cooler than that, but not necessarily in major crop areas. A little frost will be possible, but it shouldn't have any impact. We'll see the low temperatures after that turning warmer again until we get to Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we'll see some frost and a couple of light freezes in the Dakotas and portions of northern Minnesota, and that will try to shift to the east but not succeed very well. Some patchy soft frost might be possible in the Great Lakes region, mainly in the upper parts of the Great Lakes region as we move into Sunday morning. Shouldn't be any other notably cool air around for a while, and our rainfall prospects look rather dim for a while as well. We're not expecting a tremendous amount of precipitation in the area. A few random showers in the eastern parts of the Midwest here today. Otherwise, we'll be dry until the frontal system arrives into the western areas, and that will occur late Thursday night into Friday morning for Minnesota, the Dakotas, parts of Nebraska and Wisconsin, and maybe northwestern Iowa. Frontal system will go ahead and cut through the rest of the Midwest as we move through the day on Friday and on into Saturday. Frontal system is not likely to generate a tremendous volume of rain, but many areas will have opportunity for scattered showers, and rain amounts will be mostly light, rarely getting more than a half inch, and then we'll be back into some dry weather for a while thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.